This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Dermatology and Plastic Surgery Information Channels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and or Twitter, to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today we are speaking with, once again, Dr. George Antarasian, board-certified surgeon specializing in laser and light-based skin and fat treatments based at Santa Monica Laser and Skin Care Center located in Santa Monica, California. He is here with us to speak about the non-invasive fat reduction and body shaping treatment Sculpture. Dr. Antarasian, really great to have you back with us on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
So tell us, for starters, what are your recommendations for someone who is seeking fat reduction and body shaping without surgery?
Well, first, start with a physician consultation. Let an experienced doctor examine you to determine whether or not you are a good candidate for the procedure. Explain clearly to the doctor what your goals of treatment are, and let the physician explain whether your goals are reasonably achievable. Ideal candidates for the Sculpture procedure should be within about 10 to 15 pounds of their ideal weight and should be otherwise healthy. And the best candidates will have pockets of fat that will not go away in spite of a healthy diet and a good exercise program.
And what is Sculpture, and what are reasons someone would undergo Sculpture and take advantage of this procedure?
Well, Sculpture is a laser. It's the next generation in a non-surgical, non-invasive fat removal. It works by shining a laser light onto the skin over the fat for a 25-minute period of time. And during the treatment, the laser energy passes through the skin and into the fat. The laser energy heats the fat, and this initiates a tissue reaction that ultimately leads to the loss of about 24% of the fat in the treated areas, and the results will become visible over the next 2 to 3 months. So patients undergo Sculpture to reduce unwanted pockets of fat that simply will not go away in spite of a healthy diet and a good exercise program. And this unwanted fat can be treated virtually anywhere on the body. The most commonly treated areas are the abdomen, the love handles, back fat, fat on the thighs, but really any pocket of unwanted fat is potentially treatable with Sculpture.
If you would touch on, what is the Sculpture procedure like?
Well, the Sculpture treatment is actually quite easy to tolerate. It's not painful. Most patients feel a tingling sensation intermittently throughout the treatment. They experience a heating of the tissues, but not the temperatures that are so hot that the procedure becomes uncomfortable. It's well tolerated. It takes only 25 minutes. And following the procedure, there is absolutely no downtime. Patients can resume all of their normal activities, including going to the gym or returning to work immediately after leaving the office. And the treated area following completion looks entirely normal, with at most only minimal redness that quickly resolves on its own. So it's quite easy to do. It's quite easy to tolerate. And it has no downtime.
And most helpful information today, we are with Dr. George Antarasian, board-certified surgeon specializing in laser and light-based skin and fat treatments at Santa Monica Laser and Skin Care Center, located in Santa Monica, California, here on eHealth Radio's Dermatology and Plastic Surgery Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Antarasian, what can someone expect after undergoing Sculpture, such as recovery and risk?
Well, the Sculpture procedure is FDA approved. It was found to be completely safe during the FDA approval process. It's completely non-invasive, which eliminates all of the complications that can occur with liposuction, such as bruising or numbness, tissue irregularities, the risks of anesthesia. None of these complications are of any concern with Sculpture. And there's absolutely no recovery downtime after the treatment. So patients can resume all their normal activities as soon as the treatment is finished. And the nice thing about Sculpture is that the results are permanent. Fat cells, once destroyed, do not come back. So what we have here is a completely safe, easily tolerated procedure that takes away about 24% of the fat in the treated areas and has no downtime.
And what are other non-invasive fat reduction and body shaping treatments that are available?
Well, there are a large number of treatments that are available to reduce fat non-invasively. These have all come out in about the past 5 years. The most commonly performed alternative to Sculpture is called Cool Sculpting, but there are a number of reasons why we prefer Sculpture to Cool Sculpting. First, Sculpture is easier to tolerate than Cool Sculpting. Cool Sculpting, especially when the larger applicators are used, can be quite uncomfortable at times. Also, Sculpture takes only 25 minutes instead of the 60 minutes required for a Cool Sculpting treatment. And Sculpture has fewer complications. Cool Sculpting often leaves patients numb in the treated areas for up to 2 months. It can cause bruising and in some cases can even result in the stimulation of fat growth rather than the desired result of fat reduction. And these issues just simply do not occur with Sculpture. And Sculpture is also more versatile. It allows for a more customized treatment than we can obtain with Cool Sculpting. And lastly, because Sculpture uses heating to obtain fat reduction, it also has the potential to tighten the skin. And Cool Sculpting, in contrast, because it freezes the fat, cannot tighten the skin. So for all of these reasons, Sculpture, I feel, is a better procedure than Cool Sculpting for non-invasive fat reduction.
Well, with summertime coming up, this information is very helpful, and thanks for your input, for your expertise on non-invasive fat reduction and body shaping treatment called Sculpture. Dr. Antarajan, where can our listeners find your practice online, and how can they be in touch accordingly?
My office is located at the Santa Monica Laser and Skin Care Center. The website is MaryLeeAmerian.com. Dr. Amerian is my partner and also my sister. And all the information on Sculpture is easily reachable at that website. We also have a dedicated Sculpture website called LaserTheFat.com. One word, LaserTheFat.com, where the information that I've given is also available.
And that also is very helpful. Dr. Antarajan, we always appreciate your time, and thanks once again for joining us on eHealth Radio, and look forward to a future conversation.
Thanks very much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. George Antarajan, board-certified surgeon specializing in laser and light-based skin and fat treatments at Santa Monica Laser and Skin Care Center, located in Santa Monica, California. And for more information, simply visit MaryLeeAmerian.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Dermatology and Plastic Surgery Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.